I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, February 26th. Classes will resume at Quincy Public Schools today after three snow days following Monday's blizzard. DPW crews have been removing snow from around school zones to improve safety for students and staff. City officials say the overnight snow removal operations will continue around schools and business districts all week. Snow emergency parking restrictions will remain in place until further notice to allow for snow removal. Parking is allowed on the odd-numbered side of side streets and is banned on the posted main roadways. Trash collection is delayed one day for the remainder of the week, and firefighters are clearing snow from hydrants. However, they do ask residents to try and clear snow from hydrants near their property. Now, residents on Cape Cod are still without power after the powerful blizzard brought down trees and power lines and dumped 3 feet of snow in parts of Massachusetts. Restoration could take until the end of the week, officials warned as crews work to restore power to thousands of customers, according to the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. Eversource is working to establish town-by-town estimated times of restoration. Eversource established a global estimated time of restoration, and all customers should be back online late Friday night. Because of the weather, Eversource is using drone technology to assess the damage and direct crews. In Falmouth, more than 70% of the town remained in the dark after 155 trees came down during the historic storm. Governor Healey said she'll be asking the utilities to give customers actual timelines on when they can expect their power to be restored. Utility crews from Maine, New York, New Hampshire, New Jersey, and Texas were also deployed to Cape Cod to assist in restoring electricity. Lingering dangerous conditions are extending cancellations in school districts across Bristol and Plymouth counties, from snow-clogged streets in Fall River to no power in Plymouth, and mountains of snow in Dighton. Southeastern Massachusetts has experienced some of the worst impacts from Monday's historic storm. The Dighton-Rehoboth School District is among those closed today. The district's elementary and middle schools are surrounded by snow piles, some blocking entryways, making it hard for even food deliveries to get through. Berkeley Public Schools in Bristol County are also closed. Bloom Transportation told superintendents that they had significant concerns over roads that only allow passage for a single car, as well as bus stops covered in snow, and the district said 25% of its staff could not make it into school. Sheriff's offices from across Massachusetts are helping to dig out communities that were hit hard by this week's blizzard. The Massachusetts Sheriff's Association says they're sending heavy-duty snow removal equipment and officers to some of the hardest-hit areas on the Cape and southeastern Massachusetts. Dozens of officers and pieces of equipment rolled out yesterday in coordination with the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. Crews from areas not severely impacted by the storm, including Norfolk, Berkshire, Worcester, and Hampden counties, are headed to Bristol, Plymouth, Barnstable, Dukes, and Nantucket counties. Well, the blizzard that paralyzed roads and blanketed pockets of Massachusetts in more than 3 feet of snow also brought Beacon Hill to its longest standstill in 11 years. The storm swept in late Sunday night and stretched into Monday night, leaving some roadways impassable. The Massachusetts State House was closed on Monday and Tuesday. Legislative leaders on Sunday delayed Monday's sessions to Tuesday and then pushed the sessions into Wednesday when the storm's impacts became clearer. The branches last held sessions on Thursday, February 19th. The Massachusetts legislature is a year-round body, in part because the state constitution requires the House and Senate to convene at least every 72 hours to consider legislation. Typically, both branches meet every Monday and Thursday, with some formal sessions held on other days to take up major legislative business. The last prolonged weather-related pause came during the notoriously snowy winter of 2015. The branches met on Thursday, February 5th of 2015, and didn't reconvene until the following Wednesday, a six-day stretch following a historic February 7th through 9th nor'easter that dropped 23.8 inches on Boston. That storm was sandwiched between the 16.2-inch Groundhog Day storm and a 13.4-inch Valentine's Weekend system. February 2015 went on to become Boston's snowiest month on record, with 64.8 inches contributing to a 110.6 inch season total. Both branches held informal sessions yesterday, with formal House and Senate sessions planned today to consider energy affordability and higher education infrastructure bills. Highly pathogenic avian flu, or bird flu, has been confirmed in birds in Boston area parks. The risk of human infections currently low, according to the Boston Public Health Commission. Avian flu was confirmed in the Emerald Necklace, a park system in Boston and Brookline that's over 7 miles long and covers 1,100 acres. Residents are being warned not to go near any wild birds. Health officials urge residents to report sick, injured, or dead birds by calling 311. I check business news. This morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 307 points. The NASDAQ rose 288. And the S&P rose 56. U.S. futures fell, while Asian shares advanced after stronger-than-expected earnings from chipmaker NVIDIA helped ease some investor worries over the artificial intelligence boom. The dollar fell. The euro rose. Oil at $65 a barrel. In sports, Celtics lose in Denver last night, 103-84. They'll be back home tomorrow night against the Nets at 7:30. The Bruins are back in action after the Olympic break. They take on the Columbus Blue Jackets at the Garden tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy, the high of 39 degrees. For tonight, clear and a low in the teens. Sunshine returns tomorrow, high 38. Saturday, sunny with a high of 49. And maybe some snow showers on Sunday with a high of 34. The marine forecast today, 2-foot waves, west winds, 5 to 10, gusting to 20 knots. High tide, 7:02 p.m. Sunrise, 6:23, sets at 5:30. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, February 26th.